This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off our number three in studio tonight is Daryl.
Chris.
And Conan.
And we began the conversation about the Donald Ask Me Anything that led to a broader discussion about free speech that then sort of narrowed in on NPR, National Public Radio. And Conan, you had asked the question about how much money do they get from the feds? And you found a number what was the claim that they get $445 million a year?
It was a combination of NPR's funding and CBS. That's what you get.
You mean the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, CPB?
No, PBS and NPR got $445 million in 2012. I'm trying to figure out how much NPR got.
Right. So I'm on NPR's website right now where they have their public radio finances, and I'm looking over the Form 990, and they received a total revenue of $204 million in 2013. And the vast majority of that, they list on their site, they have a pie chart breakdown, station dues and fees make up 39%
yep.
of their revenue. Corporate sponsorships, 23%. Grants and contributions, 15%. And amongst that includes grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which is the entity that funnels the money to PBS and NPR.
Mm-hmm. From.
So the money does not go directly from the federal government to either NPR or PBS.
There's a middleman.
It gets funneled through the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Bureaucracy.
Right.
So that is counted in the grants and contributions, but also if there's a grant from the Kellogg Foundation, that gets included in that grant percentage as well.
I think the key here is being able to put out a chart, a graph that shows that individuals contribute the most.
And
arguably they do, but
yes.
Half of it's through the government.
Well, 40% is donation, or not donations, but cable
station
fees.
So the member stations where, I don't know if you've listened to NHPR, but it'll say, you know, at the top or the bottom of the hour, this station is a member station of NHPR and NPR and blah, 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 supported by listeners like you. And they also, they do have the member station finances, and in some cases, some of the member stations do get direct tax dollars,
right,
which make up 5% of all of the revenue of all of the member stations.
Okay, and then the other thing is you have to consider the donations, because a lot of those are tax deductible, so when you think about it, those individuals are collecting that money back, and so it didn't really go. It did come from the taxpayers, so it's fishy. But I mean, but here's the question.
Hold on. So you're saying it's fishy if I were to send $5 to NHPR,
that
would be fishy?
No. If they say they're only making 3% of their income from the feds, that number is incorrect, because you have to take into account member stations and you have to take into account the tax deductible donations.
Right. What government has said is that we favor people giving to charity over people that don't give to charity, and we're going to take some of your tax dollars and credit it to people who want.
Tax dollars that could have gone to something else, the general fund maybe, but they got their money back by giving it to NPR.
This is using weird, goofy mental gymnastics to say that somebody giving money to NPR is indirect tax dollars because it's money that the feds would not have stolen from them.
No, what it is it's the feds encouraging a certain something that the feds find a positive thing. It's no different than giving credits for your mortgage interest and things like that.
Right, but nobody would use the same example that Conan just gave to say that the feds are funding churches because donations to churches are tax deductible.
No, but what the feds are doing, and maybe Conan didn't put it exactly the way you or I would have, but I think the gist of it was, to me, it's why does government get to choose what enticements it has for people to do what they want with their money. And that's what tax deductions are to me. They are the feds trying to push a specific version of morality onto the citizens. We
right.
reward you for this or that.
Right.
We reward you for your electric car.
That seems to be a completely different discussion than how much money does NPR get directly from taxpayers by saying, well, this person would have had this money stolen had they not donated it to NPR, so therefore that's a tax dollar.
One can make the argument that by giving a tax break to somebody who does what the government wants them to do means that they're going to take more tax dollars from people that don't do what they want to do. That to me is fairly straight. And that,
so
I think,
let me ask Conan, would you say that people that donate money to churches are that's then tax dollars funding churches because those dollars aren't being stolen by the feds?
If it's money that they can get back because they can deduct it from their taxes at the end of the year. So they kind of get that money back, or that's money they don't have to pay.
That's money that's not being stolen. Okay. So that's not tax dollars going to a church. That's money that's not being stolen.
But that's money that would otherwise go to another, that would go to taxes. It would go to the general fund, or it would go to do anything else the government is doing with it. It would go somewhere else.
You're making weird mental leaps. Let's go to the phones, and we can try and figure this out afterwards. We've got Joe calling in from California. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I have taken two aspirin to that one about churches using tax money, the stolen tax money. That's a good one. But what I called about was the people that are not just the ones that were acquitted, but when you're tried sometimes for a stupid thing, and you are found not guilty or are acquitted, is there any recourse to get a defense fund paid for? Because that had to cost a lot of money to defend yourself on something that you're really not guilty of.
In most cases, no.
There are some people that will, you know, especially if it's a somewhat high-profile case, they'll do fundraisers to help raise money for their defense. But in a lot of cases, unless it can be proven that the government agents willfully violated someone's rights, then no, there pretty much is no recourse. And then even
tell me how often that happens.
Even if, and we know of some people that have gotten settlements. Carla Garrick, former president of the Free State Project, was wrongly arrested for filming a police encounter. The police officer that violated Carla's rights did not have to write the check for $50,000 or whatever it was. It was the town of Ware that wrote the check. So it was the taxpayers that wound up having to pay because the police officer screwed up, and the police officer got a slap on the wrist and a paid vacation.
So you couldn't go back after, the town could not go back after the police officer.
Well, no, because there's all kinds of immunities.
Right. Unions.
Yep, there's unions, there's immunities, there's all kinds of things. And it was a story that I brought in, but we didn't really talk about, but that was the case of a woman getting reimbursed she got a settlement from the U.S. government, which means we all paid into it, $475,000 for an illegal search of her vagina. You know, so you contributed to that one because it was bad cops acting poorly, bad, just it was bad all the way around.
Joe, thank you for the call. And speaking of people that need help with legal defense, go to freeross.com. Help donate to the Free Ross Legal Defense Fund. Ross is an absolute hero who is serving two life sentences in prison. This is Free Talk Live.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000. Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breed. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll continue the discussion about taxes and NPR and free speech and tax deductions. But there's something that I want you to do tonight when you go to bed. Concentrate on the position of your head and neck. In a lot of cases, chronic headaches, neck aches, or even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. Your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor, and MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using this thing for a couple of months. Chris has been using it for about a year, and I can say without equivocation, it's the best pillow I have ever used. This thing is amazing. You can throw it in the washing machine, you can throw it in the dryer, and it's still able to be used. Don't try that at home with a regular pillow. In fact, when was the last time you even thought about doing that with a regular pillow? Don't worry, I have a solution. Go to MyPillow.com and buy a pillow. Don't worry about whether you like it or not, because there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't like it, you've got 60 days to get your money back. And the pillow itself is guaranteed for 10 years. Use my code FTL to get a second pillow absolutely free. MyPillow.com, code FTL, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year guarantee, MyPillow.com, code FTL. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Rob calling in from South Carolina. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right, so you're talking about funding to NPR, and two of y'all were saying how when you have, like, tax deductions because of donations, that influences how much of that cost comes from government. I understand where they're coming from, but as for just straight-up donations, I don't think people make donations because they're going to get a tax deduction. They donate it, and then they take the tax deduction because they can.
Sure. I'd agree with that.
I would agree that most people do not, but I could see people who are in a certain tax range who want to maybe lower their...
They want to lower the amount of money that's stolen from them by the federal government?
So they want to get into the next bracket down or something, or the next bracket up. They would actually donate a certain amount and lower their...
Certainly. There are some people that will do that.
Sure.
Well, in the top tax bracket, you know, you're 39.5%. You're giving $1,000 to save... save 600. So if there's a charity that they really like, you know, they might find it's worth it to donate that money. But again, they're still losing money. They're spending $1,000 to save 600, to save 400.
Right.
And go ahead.
No, please go ahead.
But you understand what I'm saying? So they take 600 off of their total. So they're actually going to pay less taxes.
So Codan's...
They're paying less taxes than they would. So they say they're going to pay $30,000. They've lowered it. They've got it down to $28,000. So they actually saved themselves $2,000 that would have gone into the general fund.
Right. So Codan's argument here is that $2,000 of donations were actually tax dollars that should be counted as tax dollars, even though it did not come from any government.
I'm not saying it should have happened. I'm saying if you can get out of some taxes, do it.
You're saying that in this chart that they have, mm-hmm. where they say that 5% of the finances of member stations of NPR came from federal, state, and local governments, you're saying that that number should be higher because people are avoiding having money stolen from them.
Because there is money that is not going into the general fund because they saved money.
I would just simply say this. Number one, when government promotes one behavior over another, that's not freedom and that's not liberty. If I say I want to encourage people to go to church, or I want them to be charitable.
Or you want to encourage them to buy a house. That's why there's the mortgage deduction. But there's not a deduction on a car loan.
Exactly. I'm going to encourage certain types of things. Not only that, I'm going to encourage whole industries. I want this to be a green country. So if you install solar cells, I'm going to give you big bucks back. If you buy an electric car, I'm going to give you big bucks back. Do all these sorts of things. So I have a problem with it morally. My second question, we're just talking about this little microcosm of NPR funding in the vast moray of the federal government.
Yeah, then point, yeah, point
we can
zero,
look at
zero,
that circle. You can say that 34% comes from donations and X percent comes from government this way. All I'm saying is if less money came from donations, then those other pieces of the pie will go up because it's government and it doesn't get smaller. They're just going to find another way to pay for it. And if they have to come up with a new tax or shuffle money from this tax revenue stream into that and then come up with a new tax somewhere else, they're going to do it. It's not a that the idea that a budget would ever go down is simply alien. That the most they'll ever talk about is we maintain the level we did last year. It's insanity.
But this takes it back to let's take it back to why this even came up in the first place. If they're only getting 3% funding from the federal government or 25%, at what level are they unable to say fire someone who? Someone like when they don't hire Daryl, because Daryl wants to work at NPR.
His
lifelong dream. He wants to get a job there. They're never going to hire him because Daryl is Daryl.
Rob, continue with your thoughts,
please. Save
all right,
us.
I get what y'all saying. Like you donate money, you get the tax deduction. But people don't donate to get the tax deduction. They take it and they take it because it's there. The exception is you got say a really rich sports player or whatever, and they create their own charity, and then they donate millions of dollars to their own charity, and
right.
Tax write off, and then they can use their charity. You know, you do whatnot. It's the only time.
And the other half they send down to Panama.
Yeah, but that's the only time you actually save money by donating. I think it's fair to say that a proportion of that donation is. Somewhat subsidized by the government, but to draw a hard answer, if I were to give a hard yes or no, I would say no, it's not.
And
an absolute answer.
You know, there's every couple of years some politician that will say that he wants to end the federal funding to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and then another politician says, he's trying to kill Big Bird. But when I look at this and I see how small of a percentage of the total amount of funding that comes from, you know, either it be the Corporation for Public Broadcasting or some government giving, you know, direct or indirect tax revenues, I'm thinking NPR and PBS would very easily be able to exist absent that small amount of money
from
the Fed.
Just like our local library. Yes, it would.
Oh, they could, but I also suspect that hidden within that very bland pie chart, or I think it's a pie chart you're looking at, there's all sorts of NGOs, non-governmental organizations that are in there that are all sliding tax dollars around, too. So, first of all, a lot of people love NPR, especially New Hampshire. I've really noticed that. They love to listen. They could support it themselves, and I'd be all for it. And, heck, I might even throw a couple shekels their way, too.
Rob, I'm not sure if you had more. If you do, please hold on. And your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think I somehow am still not understanding what Conan was saying, and maybe I misunderstood your initial premise, because your initial premise you have since modified in some kind of way.
No, all I'm saying is there is less money going into the general fund because you donated to a charity, and so you got a tax deduction, so now you pay less taxes.
Right.
Which is good for you. You still lost that money, still went to the charity, but now you're paying less money to the general fund.
I avoided having money stolen from me, and an entity that I appreciate wound up getting money.
Correct.
And did I hear you correct? Did you initially say that the monies that would have otherwise been taxes should be listed as tax dollars received by the entity? Because that's what I thought you said. And if that's not what you said, then I've been confused about what your entire point was.
This is why I hate taxes so much. Because it's so confusing.
Yes.
It is. Let's just not pay them. Let's just go underground. I'm going out to the woods tonight living off grid. This is just too much for me.
Well, if you go live off the grid, then you can't be on the show, because Free Talk Live is totally on the grid. Let's go back to Rob calling in from South Carolina. Rob, I'm not sure if you had a further point that you wanted to make about NPR and taxes and tax deductions.
I had two more things to close up.
Yep, go ahead.
One, I don't think people, if let's say there was no tax deduction for donating, I don't think that would stop people from donating. Because the reason for that is that you still are losing money. You are not gaining money by donating. The and then the second thing is, there are things where you're talking about, you know, government encouraging people to do something. Is like, for example, like college. There's, like, you can claim, I think it's like $2,500 a year if you're going to college. And if you have scholarships or whatnot, you can basically claim that and pocket that money, you know, which is obviously government incentivizing behavior. But with tax deductions, I firmly believe that deductions were created for select groups of people, and then the rest of us, we find out how to exploit them and use them for our own benefit.
But right, and a lot of those tax deductions were, as Chris pointed out, written to benefit certain industries, and those industries generally have lobbyists. Yeah, so they have people that are connected to the politicians, or the politicians themselves wind up being connected directly to that entity. Rob, thank you for the call. And, yeah, you do have these things to where, you know, like the mortgage deduction or the mortgage interest deduction, rather, but you don't have a car loan interest deduction credit.
Well, I think the difference there is you find that Wall Street pretty much and the big banks handle mortgages, while the big banks probably don't find themselves so concerned with auto loans. That's where you have private lenders like GMAC or you know, Honda Finance Corporation.
Or just
like
your
that.
Local bank, your local credit union.
Right, right. But it's not that level of monstrosity that the big banks, the owners of the Federal Reserve, can manipulate.
Well, the small banks are part owners of the Federal Reserve as well. That's
very small shares.
Right, but, you know, like, yeah. Owner nonetheless, if I go out and I buy a share of Coca-Cola, I technically become a part owner of the Coca-Cola Corporation.
Yes you do.
Very, very small.
And well, one thing that the caller had mentioned about, you know, your average person isn't necessarily making the contribution because of the tax deduction, but they'll take the tax deduction. If I'm walking down the street and I see a dollar bill, I'll pick it up, but I don't walk around looking for crumpled up dollar bills.
I do.
I do, too. One other thought on this.
And pennies.
And this is just kind of my final thought on this. Not only do rewards for charitable contributions steer things in ways that the government feels are the right thing to do or moral in their eyes, or we steer towards industries to reach a goal or whatever, but the people that can least afford it are the ones that can't really take advantage of it. You know what I mean? So if you have somebody who's very, very, very poor, for them to really benefit from a charitable contribution, they can't do that. They can make their small contributions, which they do,
right,
but they're unlikely to see any substantial return. So again, it's not treating everyone fairly or equally.
Right, and based on statistics that I've seen, it's generally the people that are less well off that wind up on a per capita basis donating more money. Let's go back to the phones. We've got, I believe this is Rudy calling in from Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Rudy, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. It's been a wild day. That last hour when you had all the hits, you had Ricky and Sarah and Ralph.
Yep, back to back to back.
Back to back.
Michael, Sarah, she's a doll. I spent an hour on the computer looking up the laws of Pennsylvania, and I don't know if Ricky was telling us the truth. I can't find it. Anyway, by the way, you guys have the patience of Job when you're talking to that guy. I don't know how you do it. About PBS.
Yeah, go ahead.
First of all, I agree with Chris about, you know, there's these people that with, you know, mega bucks, and they're able to get their tax rate down by giving to some charity that they like. Well, I'm not sure that it benefits everybody by them giving money to a charity that they want to give to. It should be into the general fund and then give it up, like you say, the people that need it the most probably aren't going to get the benefits of it.
Yeah.
Back to PBS. I remember back in, it was 76 with the church committee, and then in the House, it was the Pike Committee. It was about how we go around the world and assassinate leaders that we don't like. And I remember the Republicans
still doing that.
Screaming about that because, you know, PBS ran the whole hearings all the way through. And they screamed about it. And then when Reagan got in there and the Iran-Contra hearings, and they brought up, you know, basically it was treason, you know about Iran-Contra.
Mm-hmm.
And they just ran those committee, those hearings from start to finish. And, man, they just screamed about, we have to cut the money for this PBS. This is, you know, they didn't like the idea that the facts were getting out there that, you know, basically Ronald Reagan was kind of a crook, you know, bypassing the Constitution. And then they started cutting the money to PBS. Back then, the PBS budget was like, the federal government paid about 10%, I think, of their whole budget. And now it's gotten down to where, what you said, 3%. But they also have half on their board of directors, half Republican, half Democrat. So they, it's not one-sided anymore. It's actually kind of crap because that was the one place you could go and find actually neutral news, at least as far as I was concerned. I mean, if the Republicans did something wrong and they're reporting on it, the Republicans call that liberal. I just call
right.
it factual. I call it factual. Give me the facts. You know, I mean, just because it doesn't, it's not pro-Republican doesn't mean that it's liberal. It could be, you know, neutral in the
right.
middle of the road. All right. Thanks. And, love your show.
Rudy, thanks. Thanks for the call.
I don't know that you're going to get every program you listen to is going to be biased. This program is biased.
Yes.
We're
biased towards liberty.
Correct. And you just the only way around it is you have to listen to them all, and that's the hardest thing you could do, especially if you start to develop your own personal internal bias when you're listening to some other host on the alternative network that you just loathe and you despise, and it becomes harder and harder to listen to the other side of the argument when you start to develop your bubble.
Now, one thing that I will say about public television is I do like the government transparency aspect, to where you can watch the city council hearings, you can watch the congressional hearings. Not mm-hmm. so much watching what the state reps do, mm-hmm. but hopefully that comes in the future. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in right now, 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan,
and there's a story out of Rio. Yes, Rio de Janeiro down in Brazil. The Olympic Games are beginning there in about a week, I believe. And, well, there's already people that are not necessarily comfortable about going to Rio for the Olympic Games. And some people that are already down there are less comfortable about being there. What am I talking about? Well, there is a New Zealand athlete who has lived in Brazil for close to a year. His name is Jason Lee. He's a jiu-jitsu champion. Says he was kidnapped by the Rio police on Sunday and forced to pay what he calls an unwarranted and sketchy fine. Lee, who is not part of the New Zealand Olympic delegation, partly because jiu-jitsu is not an Olympic sport and partly because he no longer lives in New Zealand, was pulled over by two armed police officers on motorcycles and told that they would be conducting a routine search for drugs and weapons. Despite the search, including one of the officers grabbing his genital area, which was quite a surprise, he says nothing initially seemed too out of the ordinary.
Wait, he's a jiu-jitsu fighter, so isn't a crotch move, like, isn't that one of their moves, like, to disable your opponent in the fastest,
I don't
most
know
efficient
what
way?
Kind of jiu-jitsu you're watching.
I'm just talking about all martial arts.
I think just any fight, period.
Yeah, you go for the genitalia and you put that man down. You don't play around unless you're actually, unless it's one of your...
He was not in a jiu-jitsu fight. He was being pulled over by police.
And he got his...
And they patted him down and they grabbed his genitals. Are you saying that he should have expected that because he's a jiu-jitsu fighter?
He should have been ready to block
that. That's where I was going with it. He should have expected it.
Lee was told that he was driving illegally because foreigners have to have a passport to be able to drive in Brazil. He says the rental car company never mentioned that. The officers then demanded 2,000 Brazilian real, the U.S. equivalent of roughly $600. or they would arrest him and turn him over to federal authorities. Lee, and this is where it differs from an arrest or an encounter in the U.S. In the U.S., they write you a piece of paper that says you owe us 2,000 real or $600.
Wait. What if you're an illegal immigrant? How do they handle it? So you're a Mexican migrant guy, and you get pulled over for your drinking.
They give you a ticket unless it's an arrestable offense.
Do they? What if they think you'll flee? What if they suspect that you'll flee?
It would depend on where you're at in the country.
Depends on where you are. If they think that you're a flight risk and you might have warrants.
You don't have an ID. They don't know who you are.
They might arrest you.
All right. Well, maybe these guys were under the same assumption that he's like, this guy's a flight risk.
This guy provided ID. He just did not have a passport on him.
Okay. Maybe the passport.
Let me repeat. They said that if he did not pay the fine on the spot, he would be arrested.
Ooh.
That's different from the U.S. In the U.S., they say,
like corrupt
you owe us money, go to court, or you'll be arrested.
I beg to differ. Let me tell you one late night in South Carolina many, many years ago where I was driving, and this was in the 80s, folks, and there might have been a few hundred empty beer cans in the back of the car. We might have been headed towards the beach, and a cop pulled us over. Stereotypical Southern cop. I hate to use stereotypes.
Were you in Myrtle Beach?
I was on my way to Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
Where are you boys heading so fast like this?
That was pretty much the accent. He was wearing his dark sunglasses in
respect
2 o'clock in the morning.
Authority.
And he gave me a choice. He said, you can either pay the $100 fine right now, or, you know, we can put you in jail and you can wait till the judge gets in on Monday. So my buddy and I are like scrambling, like, we've got like $38.
You can have the rest of our beer.
That was it. So don't say that stuff doesn't go on because
it
absolutely
does. I didn't say it doesn't. I said, you know,
the way it's supposed to
work.
The way it generally
happens.
Yeah.
And there are places, you know, where it's speed traps, or they'll say, oh, this is a drug corridor, to where they basically, you know, coerce someone into signing over ownership of the car. Otherwise, we'll seize it under asset forfeiture, and, well, you boys ain't from around here, and y'all ain't going to survive too kindly. So Lee says that he did not have the 2,000 real on him, so he was forced to then drive the wrong way down the highway before being transferred into an unmarked car and taken to an ATM. Lee tells Sporting News it was clear to him that he knew the officers were acting nefariously as they made efforts to not be seen and warned him not to report the incident. He adds that he's been living in Rio for about a year with his partner, Laura McQuillan, who's a journalist who does contract work for Stuff magazine, the publication for which he gave his account. The incident shook him. He says, I don't think I've ever felt I could possibly die. In a Facebook post that has since been deleted, he says, I'm not sure what's more depressing, the fact that this stuff is happening to foreigners so close to the Olympic Games, or the fact that Brazilians have to live in a society that enables this absolute BS on a daily basis.
You better watch it, or he's going to find him. He's going to wake up one morning with some Zika virus.
You think everybody's going to get Zika while also saying that Zika's not a problem?
No, actually, I don't think everyone is going to get Zika. The problem is not Zika. The problem is the money. The problem is the vaccines they're trying to create that is not necessary. The problem is linking Zika to microcephaly. That's the problem.
And what is microcephaly?
That is the small-headed baby syndrome.
Microencephalitis?
Is it cephaly or encephaly? I got to actually.
There's probably an N in there somewhere.
Yeah, throw an itis in. It always sounds good.
So, well, what are your thoughts on this?
It's microcephaly.
Is it just considered newsworthy because it's a little more blatant, the corruption? Whereas in the U.S., you know, it's written down in all of these dockets and statutes and journals to where you know, the theft is a little more hidden under the guise of law and order?
I would say the corruption is the same, but just what you said, it is hidden here, whereas it is out in the open and everyone knows what it is, and there's no pretending.
Yeah, we can all believe that it doesn't exist. We can just pretend that this is just, and hey, it's the American way. We're the best system in the world.
Well, Brazil's in the Americas.
Wrong America.
There's
one America. There's a United States of America.
The continent
of America. You got them others that
Brazil's also the United States. The United States of Brazil. And they're in the Americas.
Yeah, keep that up. I'm sure you'll switch over a lot of people who believe in American exceptionalism. They'll fall right in line with your line of thought there.
Yeah, and that reminds me of a YouTube video that I was watching about why is Canada not part of the United States? And apparently at one time, a bunch of people in the United States of America believed that American exceptionalism, try saying that three times fast, meant that the United States could and should invade Canada and defeat them and make them part of America.
Wait.
Why not?
Where did you hear this?
There was a YouTube video, and they actually pointed
So a man on the street walking around asking people?
No, so there was a guy, he was presenting, you know, historical whatnots, and actually, one thing that we're not told here in the good old United States is that during the War of 1812, the United States military tried invading Canada.
Yeah, I remember something about that. Not because I was alive then, but I remember reading something about that.
Yeah. That's very well-known history in Canada, not so much in the United States.
I'm going to say I never heard that.
Yeah, the United States military tried invading Canada.
What was their justification? More land?
American exceptionalism.
Well,
America should go from sea to shining sea, and that means all the way up north.
And that very same act was then dramatized in the documentary Canadian Bacon, starring John Candy, if anyone's ever seen that.
I like bacon, but I've never seen a movie about bacon starring John Candy.
Oh, Canadian Bacon. It's great. It's an invasion of Canada. It's a great film.
Can't say I've ever seen it. I have heard of it, but I'll tell you what I did see recently. The Princess Bride.
What?
Yeah, 31 years after it came out, I finally watched it, and I have to say, I like it.
Inconceivable.
I like it. You say that word, I don't think it means what you think it means, but I do know that we're out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow and always online at freetalklive.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.